This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday criticized Kazakhstan's shoot-to-kill order against protesters accused of causing unrest, calling for the policy in the Central Asian nation to be scrapped. Quote, that is something that I absolutely reject. The shoot-to-kill order, to the extent it exists, is wrong and should be rescinded, end quote, U.S. President Biden's top diplomat told ABC Network on Sunday. More than 160 people have died and nearly 6,000 have been arrested in Kazakhstan following violent riots this week in the energy-rich nation of 19 million people. Media reported Sunday, citing the health ministry. The figures, while not independently verified, marked a significant increase from a previous toll by officials who said 26, quote, armed criminals, end quote, had been killed and 16 security officers had died. Somalia leaders announced Sunday they had struck a deal to complete parliamentary elections by February 25th. After repeated delays that have threatened the stability of the troubled country. The agreement was reached after several days of talks hosted by Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Roble, with state leaders aimed at ending an impasse over the polls. Roble and Somalia's president, Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, have long been at loggerheads over the long-delayed elections, with fears their squabbling could erupt into violence. Iran will face severe consequences if it attacks Americans, the White House said Sunday, including any of those sanctioned by Tehran for the 2020 killing of General Qasem Soleimani in a drone strike. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Iran's sanctions on Saturday came as Tehran's proxy militias continued to attack American troops. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Sunday he does not expect breakthroughs in U.S.-Russia security talks this week, but hopes to find some common ground amid a crisis in Ukraine. Blinken said on CNN, quote, we're going to be able to put things on the table. Russians will do the same, and we'll see if there are grounds for moving forward. He said any progress would depend on actions from both sides in negotiations that Washington hopes will avert prospects for a new Russian invasion of Ukraine. Blinken's comments lowering expectations for the upcoming talks echoed Russia's hard line on Sunday that it would not make any concessions under U.S. pressure at talks this week on the Ukraine crisis. Army rescuers Sunday cleared routes around a Pakistan hill town sheltering thousands of tourists after 22 people died in vehicles trapped by heavy snow. A resort town northeast of Islamabad was crowded with tourists and snow gazers last week, after unusually heavy snow turned it into a winter wonderland. But a blizzard from Friday onwards toppled trees and blocked narrow roads leading in and out of the town. Officials said nearly 100,000 visitors in thousands of vehicles had thronged the town by Friday, causing an enormous traffic jam even before the blizzard. Aid agencies have suspended operations in an area of Ethiopia's stricken Tigray region, where a deadly airstrike hit a camp for people left without a home by the country's 14-month war, the UN said Sunday. The raid came only hours after the Ethiopian government had issued a call for national reconciliation and sparked renewed calls from an alarmed international community for an end to the brutal conflict. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said in a statement to AFP that the attack at midnight Friday in a town in northwestern Tigray had, quote, caused scores of civilian casualties, including deaths, end quote, according to its preliminary information. It was not possible to independently verify the claims, and there was no response to requests for comment from Ethiopian government officials. Greece Sunday set a February deadline for people to receive coronavirus booster shots and will bar those without the additional dose from most indoor venues. Greece is struggling to contain a surge of the Omicron variant and encouraging those not vaccinated to get a shot, as well as imposing further restrictions for the vaccinated. Since mid-November, unvaccinated people have been largely barred from indoor spaces, including restaurants, cinemas, museums, and gyms, even if they test negative for COVID-19. Via remote, I'm Diane.